I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate June 13th. Our universe appears to be flat, like a sheet of paper stretching to infinity. If so, that would mean it's finely balanced, a sort of just right. Albert Einstein's theory of gravity, known as general relativity, allows the universe to assume one of three basic shapes. One shape is closed, like a sphere. In such a universe, two lights beamed out parallel to each other eventually would circle all the way around to their starting point. Another possible shape is open, curved like a saddle or a really big Pringles chip. The light beams in such a universe would move away from each other for all time. Finally, there's a flat universe. Two light beams would remain parallel to each other forever, never spreading apart or coming together. The actual geometry is dictated by the density of the universe, how much matter is packed into its space. In a closed universe, there's enough matter for its gravity to cause the universe to collapse. An open universe would expand forever, and a flat universe would be balanced, neither collapsing nor expanding without end. So far, the evidence supports a flat universe, although the matter isn't completely settled. Not surprisingly, it's all pretty complicated. The flat universe is flat in three dimensions. After all, we see galaxies in every direction. To a cosmologist, it all makes sense. A flat universe that's the same every way we look at it. McDonald Observatory offers star parties, tours, and other programs for visitors. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.